Welcome to Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, June 12th with Anastasia Yuglova. Despite an overextended troop deployment and dwindling support for our operations in Iraq, Senator Joe Lieberman made a statement yesterday that called for, I quote, aggressive military action against the Iranians to stop them from killing Americans in Iraq. He cited evidence of a base there used to train insurgents to kill American soldiers. The Cato Institute's chairman, Bill Niskanen, speaks out against a strike on Iran in this podcast. Is Iran becoming a significant military threat to our interests in the Middle East?
I think that their threat to us is no different than it was several months ago. President Bush put another carrier task force in the Middle East, I think in large part for bluff, in the sense that he wanted to assure the Iranians that they could not increase their threat against us. He has fortunately has not had occasion to use that force, and he has also backtracked somewhat on his prior position of not having any direct diplomatic relations with either Iran or with Syria, in that Condi Rice has talked with the Syrians and the American ambassador in Baghdad has talked with the Iranian ambassador. So there does seem to be a little bit more opening there to try to avoid the situation in Iran becoming a regional war. Now, that's going to be particularly a problem for the United States when and if we start withdrawing, to keep that whole area from breaking out into a larger regional war, maybe including Turkey, because there have been some tensions on the Turkish-Iraqi border concerning Kurdish guerrillas.
At the same time, Senator Lieberman just warned of a base on the Iran-Iraq border that's training people to kill Americans and that he's fully willing to take military action against Iran to take them out. What do you think of that?
Well, he may know something that I don't about that base. One thing that he should be especially careful about is that the war resolution of October 2002 that authorized the war in Iraq does not, quite clearly, does not authorize war against Iran. So if Senator Lieberman or the president wants to go to war against Iran, including an airstrike or any other kind of military action, he must inform Congress about it and must gain their approval.
Do you remember the specific wording of that resolution?
Well, it is quite specific about Iraq. It does not mention any other country. It does not mention any regional problems. So it is quite specific to Iraq. Both Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton have gone out of their way to remind the president about the wordings of that resolution.
And how would Iran respond to any possible aggression on our part?
Well, they can respond in any number of ways. They have missiles that reach hundreds of miles. They have recently tested an anti-ship missile in that area. They have a small navy in that part of the world. And they can increase the amount of guerrilla activity, if they have it, in Iraq. Our forces are pressed in Iraq, and our forces around the world are rather pressed as well, in the sense that we really can't increase our forces very much anywhere without redeployment. And so Iran can make trouble for us, both in the Middle East and elsewhere in the world.
And destabilize the region further if we engage Iran in military action?
Well, it surely would, in the sense that it would lead to a broader Shia-Sunni conflict with the Syrians and Saudi Arabia and maybe Turkey supporting the Sunnis to assure that there is not a Shia-dominated Iraq, one that is dominated by Iran.
You mentioned both Syria and Turkey, but the United States has focused a lot of attention on Iran recently. Are there more vital threats to our national interests today than Iran?
Well, I think we have to look for our national interests everywhere in the world, and there are potential threats from other countries as well. I think we have to worry about any country like North Korea that has nuclear weapons. We have to worry that Iran may have nuclear weapons, but they do not represent an imminent threat against the people of the United States. I must remind the audience that Iraq did not represent an imminent threat against the people of the United States in 2003 as well, when U.S. forces invaded Iraq. Saddam Hussein was clearly a thug, and he was a danger to the people of Iraq and to the people in the region. He was not a danger to us. It turns out he did not even have any weapons of mass destruction, which is one of several rationales the Bush administration used to go to war.
Thank you so much. This has been Cato Daily Podcast. To find out more about Cato, please visit www.cato.org.